We hear all week from fathers, also from athletes talking about their dads and how they father their kids.
Okay, the key to being a good dad, look, sometimes things work out just the way you want. Sometimes they don't. You gotta hang in there, because when all is said and done, 90% of being a dad, just showing up.
It's a celebration for all sports fans, especially dads.
Welcome back to Carriker and Smallman on 101 ESPN. Michelle Smallman, Randy Carriker, and we head to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. And one of our favorite dads in St. Louis is Keith Tkachuk. His sons are in the NHL. His daughter is a star college athlete. And Keith Tkachuk, first of all, thanks for taking some time and happy Father's Day. How are you doing?
I appreciate it. Same to you. It's a pretty nice treat to be able to celebrate with your family on a day like this.
Absolutely, Keith. Well, we just wrapped an interview with Mark McGwire, and he was talking about how watching his kids play sports is more nerve-wracking for him than anything he ever did when he was a professional athlete. Is it the same thing for you? Do you get more nervous watching your kids play than you did while you were playing?
100% agree with that. It really is. It's something you can't control. You know, dating back to when they were kids, you know, watching them play whatever, hockey, soccer, baseball, field hockey, you know, you always had a pit in your stomach. And it gets even worse the older they get, because you can't control anything. When you're playing, you don't think of anything. You just go up and play. But when it's your kids, you're terrified, because you want to see them do well. You don't want to see them fail. But then again, that's part of life. But that's what makes us parents, because we care about our kids.
Has it gotten easier for you with Taryn at UVA, who's a great athlete, a field hockey player, but Matthew the oldest, and then Brady? Does it get any easier as you go down the line?
It's hard. You know, it's all high competitive stuff now. It's not like they're playing, you know, a Paris game down the street on this is big time. And for her, you know, obviously playing in the ACC, it's huge. You know, it's a little bit different there, but you know, because during the playoffs, when I was watching Matthew play Dallas or Edmonton, it was terrifying. You know, you want to enjoy it, but it was really hard because the stakes were so high. So you're always a parent no matter how old they are. That's the bottom line.
Keith, we also spoke about this with Mark, about seeing himself and his kids. When you watch Brady and Matthew play, do you see any of your game in them?
Yeah, unfortunately I do. And it's funny, you know, some of the mannerisms, some of the things you know they're going to do, and they haven't quite done it yet, and they end up doing it, and you're like, okay, I knew he was going to do that. So, yeah, there's stuff that you see in both of them that is kind of scary. So I think my mom and dad could probably answer that better, because they've seen both me do it and then their grandchildren do it.
Well, what do you see in each of them? What's your skill set or something that was a part of your game that you see in each of them?
The scary things.
Yes, tell us.
Yeah, just the little things. That you can tell they're getting in the middle of it, and they have something to say, and they both like playing that, you know, that below the dots, kind of around the net and in your face, causing trouble kind of thing.
Walt, I knew from the day that you came here, just seeing you in that dressing room and bringing those kids in, and then seeing you'd take them out for a haircut, and I'd see you guys around. You love being a dad, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I mean, this is what we live for. You know, we're very fortunate to be able to have children and have, you know, be able to, you know, spend time with them and retire at a young age where you get to see them grow up. So it was important to me to bring them to the rink, all three of them, especially the boys when they, you know, had a day off from school or on a weekend, to bring them down and let them be a part of it. And, you know, some things they remember, some things they don't. But, you know, it's important to spend time with your children. You want to see them, you know, learn and grow up and you know, act the right way in front of people. And I thought it was important to be able to spend some quality time with them, because, as you know, we're away quite a bit. So we do miss a lot, you know, next to the ordinary person that doesn't travel. So that was a tough part. So when I was home, I wanted to be able to bring him down to the rink and let him enjoy it.
Keith, two young boys like that, I imagine there's a lot of high energy. They're excited to be around the team. Did any mischief ever ensue? Did Matthew and Brady ever get in any trouble while they were in the dressing room?
Oh, of course. They made a mess of the place. The first thing kids want to do when they go in the dressing room is to play knee hockey, but also to hit the fun stuff where there's bubble gum and different candies in there. And they would leave their wrappers everywhere. So I'm sure the trainers weren't too happy, but they had fun. It was, you know, and all the kids came in. It was great after like an afternoon game and went in the locker room. That's so much fun. They didn't care who won or lost our game. They just wanted to have fun with each other. So, but they didn't get in too bad of trouble.
And Prongs talks about how they would wrestle in the dressing room, which is great. Here you've got a Blue Note on the carpet at center ice in the Blues dressing room, and there the Tkachuk boys wrestling.
Yeah, oh, that's great. I'm not gonna lie to you. There was probably some puffy faces, some cuts on their faces, and. that things happen. I mean, that's boys being boys. And, the guy's got a kick out of that. So if we got a little bit too serious, I'd have to jump in.
So now you've got two grown-up kids. They're both in the NHL. But you get to the summer, and you play golf. Which one of those two, when you're playing against them, is the most competitive against you?
Oh, I'd say Matthew's more competitive. Brady's more laid back on the golf course. They're both pretty good, and they hit the ball a hell of a lot farther than I do. So that's a little bit frustrating. But, we went on a trip together and over to Scotland a couple of years back before the pandemic, and it was the best time ever. We played a lot of good rounds, played a lot of good courses, had some fun. We had some matches. I got my butt kicked. Brady won a couple of days. Matthew won a couple of days. So, they both are, they still, when they go on the course, they're competitive, they want to win, but Matthew's probably a little bit more.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, when you reach that acceptance stage, okay, my kids are beating me, and I'm not going to be able to beat them anymore. Do you remember how old they were?
as soon as they got to high school and just past high school, they were probably better than me in golf, that's for sure, but... they're better than me in all sports now, so I got to pick it up and get my game back.
No doubt you will, Keith. Well, we know that there's a lot of similarities between Matthew and Brady, but what's the biggest difference between the two of them?
Well, that's a great question. Matthew lives on his own now. Obviously, he's a very mature kid, very driven. The way they play, they're both similar, but. They're both, Matt Brady's a little bit more sensitive than Matthew, even though if you watch Brady play, he's a nut job out there. He wants to crush guys and kill guys. So what you see on the ice is not what you see off the ice. With both of them, that's for sure. They're both great kids, and, they both care about their siblings. They both care about their teammates, and, they do a lot of things that are pretty similar, but they're good kids, and, we did a good job raising them. Mom was great, and that's why I'm glad we raised them here in St. Louis. It's such a great place to raise a family.
And Keith Tkachuk with us on 101 ESPN. I think the best thing that can be said about a pro athlete is when the equipment guys and the trainers are saying, man, what a great guy he is to have on a team. And that's all I hear from Ottawa and Calgary is the guys behind the scenes really appreciate what your two sons are around the people that are not in uniform in the organization. And that must make you really proud.
It does, and that makes you feel really good because it was important to me, not just your teammates, but you've got to treat everybody with respect, and you got to care for everybody in your organization, especially the guys that are working in the dressing room, whether it's the trainers or just different personnel around the rink that are there, saying hello to them, checking on them, seeing how they're doing, and taking care of them, and that was important to me, and I think it trickled down to the boys, and that means a lot. They care about others, are good teammates, and they have well respect in their dressing rooms. And that's more important right now than wins and losses for me.
Keith, it was so fun watching you and Brady go support Matthew during the NHL playoffs. It was the whole family was there, was making headlines. It seemed like you guys had a really great time. Do you have one moment that stood out, though, during that time going and watching Matthew with your family?
No, it was a great time. We had a blast. I mean, it just felt like forever. Being together and I don't know, we had a blast. It was, whether it was in Dallas or up in Calgary, the fans really loved what Brady brought to the table, and it was fun watching him. But I like to watch the game. I don't want to be, I just like focusing on the game, and Brady had a good time, but the people loved it. He was getting into it, and it was a fun series. I just wish it didn't end against Edmonton, but we had a blast following Matthew around.
It looks so fun, Keith. Okay, final question for me, and this is kind of random, but when I was thinking about you and your family prepping for this interview, I'm thinking, wow, there's three really strong athletes in this family, plus you and your wife, and you have players that come through, Robert Thomas. I mean, we know that it's always a lively environment at the Tkachuk household. You guys must go through groceries like crazy. How many times are you guys going to the grocery store per week to feed all of these athletes?
Well, it's a lot. I mean, Brady still lives with us. Matthew's down the road, but Matthew drops in the house every time. So we're making protein shakes. We're making all healthy food now. And, you know, they go through a lot. There's no question about it. Brady's only 22, and he's still growing, it feels like. And Matthew's only 24. So these guys are going through a lot. And, of course, we're still paying for everything. So it's weird when both your boys are making more money than you and you're still taking care of them, but that's what parents do, I guess.
Right. Hey, Big Walt, one more thing, and I know that when you're driving around, you occasionally listen to this station, and every single show talks about your family, whether it's Matthew coming to St. Louis or Brady eventually coming to St. Louis. The fact that they're so ingrained in the St. Louis community and people care about them, how does that make Dad Keith Tkachuk feel about how interested St. Louis is in your family?
Well, they're doing something right, but you know, this is their home. This is where all their buddies are. I mean, they know so many people. This is it's a great tight, you know, knit community, and everybody knows what everybody's doing, and everybody's following the boys besides following the Blues, and maybe someday it'll happen, but it's great to know that the boys are, you know, wanted, and I'm sure at some point they'd love to play here, but at the same time, they still love playing where they're playing. They're great in the community up there, and this will always be home, but who knows at some point what will happen.
And then last thing, Brady or Matthew or Taryn, who's going to sizzle up the best steak for Keith Tkachuk on Father's Day?
Oh, neither. They're all useless when it comes to that. We take care of them. They don't take care of us. If I had a guess, it'd be Brady.
But you're the one, then. It's Keith is putting the steak on the grill.
Yeah. Chantel or myself. But if it had to be one of the kids, it'd be Brady.
All right. Hey, happy Father's Day. Always great to talk to you, Keith. Thanks so much for the time, and we'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, guys.
See you later.
Thanks, Keith. Happy Father's Day.
Yep, thanks.